Before Yom Tov, we started discussing some Hilchas Tefillah. So I thought maybe we should continue a little bit of a discussion of Hilchas Tefillah, talk about some of the inyanim that relate to concepts of Tefillah. So for today's share, I want to talk about the idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur. What's the source of Tefillah B'Tzibur? When does it apply? How many people do you need for Tefillah B'Tzibur? What are some interesting applications and circumstances of Tefillah B'Tzibur? So there are many different makoros and reasons that the Mefarshim give for Tefillah B'Tzibur, that one should daven together with the Tzibur, they shouldn't daven B'Yochid. The Gemara in Brachas, for example, on Daf Ches says, "May dechsev v'ani tefilas elucha Hashem eis ratzon." What does it mean that we're davening be'eis ratzon? Emas eis ratzon b'shoa she'hatzibur mispalim. There's an eis ratzon when the tzibur is mispalel. You see, there's some idea that when the tzibur is mispalel, then the tefillah is going to be more miskabel, it's more accepted. There are other Rishonim who quote that maybe the concept of tefillah v'tzibur is because of Birov Am Hadras Melech. Birov Am Hadras Melech, it's a hider to the mitzvah of tefillah, when you have Rovam, when you have a lot of people together. Some suggest that Shchinta Be Asara Sharia, that the Shechina is found in a more stronger concentration, if you will, by 10 people. The Shechina is found by one person, it's found by three, by five, but 10 has a greater sense of Shechina. So maybe that's why it's better to daven Ba'asar, it's better to daven B'tzibur, because we want the Shechina to be there with the tefillah. It's more likely the tefillah is going to be accepted if the Shechina is there. And finally, some of Farshim say that we know tefillos are keneged karban tiknum, that tefillos are instituted keneged the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So a karban tzibur, tamidei tzibur, tefillos are instituted keneged the tamidei tzibur, so that's why it's better to daven b'tzibur, because tefillah is dumya the karban. We daven b'tzibur so that it'll be similar to the karbanos tzibur. Okay, so these are the different reasons given. There's a maila to davening tefillah b'tzibur because it's an eis ratzon, since the tzibur is davening, or because Berov Am Hadras Melech tells me that you should daven with more people, it's a hiddur to the mitzvah, or because the shechina is there with 10 people, or because since the tefillah is keneged karban tiknum, it's keneged the karbanos tzibur, the tamidei tzibur, so therefore it's appropriate to daven b'tzibur, so that the karban will be so that the tefillah will be keneged the karban. How many people do you need in order to call it tefillah b'tzibur? Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Tes in Tzivkot Ches quotes on the Magen Avram that six people is enough, Rov HaTzibur is enough. We say in general in Halacha Ruba Kekulo. So over here as well, we should say Ruba Kekulo. Rov should be enough. And the Mokka seems to be from the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam has a Loshon, V'hu sheyiyu Rov HaAsara Shelo Hispalu. As long as you have Rov of the 10 that have not davened, that's enough to be called Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah in other places quotes from the Chai Adam who disagrees. The Chai Adam says that for Tefillah B'Tzibur we don't follow Ruba Kekula. No, for Tefillah B'Tzibur you need 10 people. 10 people who haven't davened. If you don't have 10 people who haven't davened, then that's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. Not Tefillah B'Tzibur. Amachlokas Achronim, do you need 10 or is 6 enough? So some point out, Lechora, this Shaila should depend on the different reasons for Tefillah B'Tzibur. If Tefillah B'Tzibur is a maila because the Shechina is there with the Tzibur, or because Berov Am Hadras Melech, so then at first glance, you shouldn't really need 10 people davening. The Shechina exists with 10 people. They don't have to necessarily be davening. As long as Rov HaTzibur is davening, that should be sufficient. The Shechina should be there. Berov Am Hadras Melech, you have a Rov Am. As long as Rov HaTzibur there is davening, that should be sufficient. It should be enough in order to be called Tefillah B'Tzibur. But if the reason why Tefillah B'Tzibur is a Maila is due to the linkage between Tefillah and Karban, Tefillah B'Makom Karban Tiknum, so then it could be that if the Tzibur is not davening, if you don't have 10 people davening, that's not a Karban Tzibur. That's not a Tefillah Tzibur. Right? To be called a Karban of the Tzibur, you need the Karban to be brought on behalf of the Tzibur. But if you don't have 10 people davening, then the Karban is not being brought on their behalf, meaning they're not davening as a Tzibur. So if tefillah is linked to karban, then one could suggest that the Chai Adam is more correct, that you should have to have 10 people davening in order to be called tefillah b'tzibur. But if one of the other reasons is the operative principle, that explains the maila of tefillah b'tzibur, either that the Shechina is there with 10, or because of Berov Am Hadras Melech, so then it could be that Rov HaTzibur is sufficient. La Halacha, we certainly try to have 10. We always look for 10. But b'di'evet, if you can't find the tent, you have six people davening in the shul, you have seven people, you know, they're trying to chap a minyan, and in the end they can't get a tzente, they can't get a tenth. So in such a circumstance, it probably is better if they have 10 people, you know, there are, let's say, four people learning in the shul, and they're willing to answer. They have to answer to each amen. If not, the chazer sashatz is going to be bracha v'atola. So they certainly have to answer to the brachas. But if they're willing to answer to the brachas, they're willing to answer to the kedusha, so then, b'di'evet, that's okay. You shouldn't go somewhere else to find a better minyan, because the reality is you'll be mafsid the other people. You'll make them lose out. They won't have a tefillah b'tzibra at all. So if you can't have 10 people davening, so then at least if you have six people who are going to be davening, and you have others who are willing to listen, so then that can be called tefillah b'tzibra as well. Once you have the right number to be called tefillah b'tzibra, right? Let's say you have 10 people. You have the right number to be called tefillah b'tzibra. What's called being mispalel im hatzibur? I'm davening with the tzibur, so what do I have to be saying with the tzibur in order to be called mispalel im hatzibur? So the Prima Gadim writes that l'chatchila, the ikat filo b'tzibur, is to start Shmona Esrei together with the tzibur. Got to start Shmona Esrei together. That's the way to do tefillah b'tzibur. That's the din l'chatchila. Some say that as long as the tzibur is still holding in the first three brachas of the Shmona Esrei, that's also enough to be called tefillah b'tzibur. Now this is quite relevant. Let's say a person comes a little bit late to mincha, right? The tzibur just started. Either he sees that they're just starting, he hasn't said ashrei, but he sees that they just started. People are bowing, you know, they're doing the kriyos at the brachas in the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. So you see that they just started the Shmona Esrei. So is that called tefillah b'tzibur? Should he say ashrei because he missed tefillah b'tzibur anyway because they started already? So the answer is that he should probably start with them, even if he doesn't start literally baruch atah Hashem with them. The poskim say that as long as they're in the Gimel Rishonos, that's still called starting with them. He should start the Shmona Esrei and say Ashrei afterwards. Maybe if he comes a little bit later, he knows that they're not in the first three brachas. So maybe then there is an inyan to say the Ashrei first and then to start the Shmona Esrei. Well, let me give you a different scenario. Let's say Rosh Chodesh by Musaf. What happens? That after Avodat Zion, the Chazan says Kaddish, and people take off their tefillin, and they don't want to be mafsik between the Kaddish after Avodat Zion and Musaf, so they take off their tefillin very often. They don't wind them up, but they want to start the Shmona Esrei immediately. So they give a klap. What's the klap? What's the purpose of the klap before Musaf? The answer is they want everyone to start together. L'chatchila, they want everyone to start the Shmona Esrei together. What's the idea? It's based on this principle that we want to make sure that everyone is davening at tefillah b'tzibur. L'chatchila, it's called tefillah b'tzibur only if people start together. Okay, part of that din l'chatchila is that if they're still in the first three brachas, it's okay. B'di'evet, it's okay. That's also called starting together. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says, obviously, if they're still in the first three brachas, that's called starting together. I mean, even when people literally start together, they daven at different speeds. So you can't say that they have to say every word together. The answer is, as long as they're in the beginning of the Shmona Esrei, that's enough to be called starting together. So when it comes to Rosh Chodesh by Musaf, also, it's best to try to start together with the rest of the tzibur. You don't have to wind up your tefillin. But b'di'evet, if for some reason you weren't able to wind, you know, there are some people who take off that tefillin, they can wind it very quickly. And you just can't, you're stuck, you can't get yourself together. It takes you a little bit of time. It's okay, as long as they're in the first three brachas, that's still called being mispalel b'tzibur. B'di'evet, the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that as long as one person still is davening, he started together with the tzibur, but he's still davening, that's still called davening b'tzibur. If you come in late, most of the tzibur has finished, but there's still one individual davening, the Chazon Ish holds that's also called davening b'tzibur, b'di'evet. Not everyone agrees, but the Chazon Ish holds that even if one person is still davening, it's okay. What's that dependent on? That even if one person is davening, that's sufficient. So it could be that if the idea of tefillah b'tzibur is that it's an eis ratzon when the tzibur is davening, so as long as one person is still davening, then that eis ratzon that began when the tzibur davened is still going on. It's still going on. It's the same eis ratzon that you had before. So maybe it still makes sense to call it tefillah b'tzibur because it's still an eis ratzon. As long as one person who started with the tzibur, who was part of the tefillah b'eis ratzon, is still davening. But if the maila of tefillah b'tzibur is that the shechina is there when there are 10 people, right, when there are 10 people, so mistama, you need rova tzibur davening. If you don't have rova tzibur davening, the shechina is still there. If there are just 10 people gathering, but they're not davening, the shechina is there. L'chor, the shechina is only there if rova tzibur is davening. If it's that there's an ace rotzon that's nikva when the tzibur is davening, so that ace rotzon started, so what, the ace rotzon ends when rova tzibur finishes davening? So this individual, it takes a little bit longer, he's davening partially by ace rotzon and partially not by ace rotzon? That's very difficult to say. But to say that the Shechina is no longer there if Rov HaTzibur is not davening, that does make sense. The Shechina is there if Rov HaTzibur is talking to the Shechina. But if Rov HaTzibur is not talking to the Shechina, maybe Taka, the Shechina is not there in the same sense as before. The Poskim talk about the idea that maybe it should be called Tefillah B'Tzibur even if no one from the Tzibur is davening the quiet Shemana Esrei, but the Shliach Tzibur is saying Chazar HaSashatz. Right, what's the thing? Let's say a person comes very late to davening. He's late. He was delayed. So he can't start tefillah together with the tzibur. He can't even start his tefillah when they're in the middle of the first three brachas. And maybe even most of the tzibur finished already. So according to the Chazon Ish, he can still start. Right? Let's say the whole tzibur finished. Right? So even according to the Chazon Ish, he wouldn't be able to be mispalled with the tzibur. So what should he do? Should he wait until the Shliach Tzibur starts Chazar HaSashatz, gets up to Kedusha, then he'll answer Kedusha, and after he answers Kedusha, then he should start his own Shmona Esrei? Or maybe there's a solution that maybe he'll be called being mispala with the Tzibur. Should he give up Tefillah B'Tzibur completely and just daven B'Yachidus after Kedusha? Or maybe there's something to do. So some Achronim say that it's best to start the Shmona Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur. Start the Chazar HaSashatz with him. And daven Mila B'Mila together with the Shliach Tzibur. As long as he does that, that will be called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Someone who comes late to shul, and everyone's finished already, the Shliach Tzibur is about to start, chaparayin, join him in the Chazar HaSashatz, and daven together with him, and that will be called Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Chasam Sofer has a fascinating comment. The Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuvas, in Likutim to his Tshuvas, he writes that actually the Chazar HaSashatz is the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur, he says. The Tefillah B'Lachash is not even such a tefillah b'tzibur, says the Chasam Sofer. The tefillah b'lachash is really a tefillah siyocher, he says. It's a tefillah of many yechidim. So why would Chazal mesaken that we should daven b'yechidus? We should daven b'tzibur. Let us all daven together. The answer is it's very hard to be mechaven that everyone is gonna stay at the same pace as the shliach tzibur. So that's why Chazal said that everyone should daven alone before the shliach tzibur, says the Chazar HaSashatz. What's more, Chazal want the Shliach Tzibur to be master tefiloso, to arrange his tefillah, to daven once, he gets in the mode, and then he'll be able to say the Chazar HaSashatz better. So that's why Chazal will mesaken the tefillah b'yochid. Right? So that every yochid will be able to be mechaven, he'll be able to daven at his own pace. And secondly, that the Shliach Tzibur should be able to prepare his tefillah, so to speak. But says the Chasam Sofer, the Iker tefillah b'tzibur is actually the Chazar HaSashatz. When one person is motzi the tzibur, he's motzi the eino baki, but the reality is, the Chasam Sofer says, that's the ikar tefillah b'tzibur. The Rav was very enamored of this idea. He didn't quote it from the Chasam Sofer, but he felt that the ikar tefillah b'tzibur really is Chazar HaSashatz, and that's why the Rav would stand, during Chazar HaSashatz, he'd stand with his two feet together, so that he'd be yotzi the tefillah b'tzibur of the Chazar HaSashatz. Wow, very, very interesting. Most would assume that the Chazar HaSashatz is just a way to be motzi the baki. The takana de rabbanim was that we should have a Chazar HaSashatz to be motzi someone who's not a baki in the tefillah, who doesn't know the nusach tefillah himself. They didn't have sidurim, so that's why Chazal were mesaken Chazar HaSashatz. Even though we are all baki, we have we're all bakiim, we have sidurim, but the takana remained in place. The takana remained in place, even though we don't have enam bakiim bizman hazeh. But according to the Chasam Sofer, it would seem as though maybe that's the way the Takana began, but the reality is once the Takana was created like this, then that is the Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur really is Chazar HaSashatz. One should be mechaven to the words of Chazar HaSashatz, to answer Amen to the Brachas, but to try to be mechaven as much as they can during Chazar HaSashatz, aside from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a terrible Aveira to speak Sicha B'Teila, Sicha Schulin during Chazar HaSashatz, but you're missing out on the Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur. So presumably a person should really try to be mechaven as much during the Chazar HaSashatz as he can. This idea that davening along with the Shliach Tzibur can be viewed as a Tefillah B'Tzibur, so that relates to another very important shaila. That is, when they say Hecha Kedusha, right? It's called that's a Yiddish term that means a loud Kedusha. Right? When the Shliach Tzibur says the beginning of the Shmona Esrei out loud until the end of Kedusha. That's not a Chassidish minig. It's quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Beis, he says, let's say people are afraid that the Zman of Mincha is going to pass. The Zman of Tefillah is going to pass. Right, there are only, I don't know, there are 3-4 minutes left to the Zman of Mincha. And it's not possible. Right? Let's say there are 5 minutes left, right? If there are only 2-3 minutes, so how are they going to do before the Zman? How are they going to daven before the Zman? But let's say there are 5 minutes left. And the Shliach Tzibah feels like, what, I'm going to say the Chazaras HaShatz after Shkia? I shouldn't do that. There's no way that the Shatz is going to be able to say the Chazaras HaShatz before the Shkia. Maybe there's no way. Yeah, okay, let's say that the Shatz is not going to be able to say the Chazaras HaShatz. So what do you do? So the Rama says that the Shliach Tzibah should be Mespala B'Kol Ram. He should start the Shmona Esrei B'Kol Ram, and they should say Kedusha, and then everyone else will start the Shmona Esrei after Kedusha. That way they won't need to have the Chazaras HaShatz, it won't be after Shkia. So there's a whole discussion in the poskim, what's the proper mode of behavior for those who are in the Tzibur in such a circumstance? If the Shatz is saying a Hecha Kedusha, he's saying this out loud. I mean, Kedusha is always out loud. But the question is the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. That's what Hecha Kedusha means. The beginning of the Shmona Esrei before Kedusha is also out loud. We're not going to daven a quiet Shmona Esrei and then have a Chazaras HaShatz. No, the first Shmona Esrei after the Kaddish, that's Hecha, that's going to be out loud. So what does the Tzibur do? So Rabbi Shechter in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav quotes from the Rav felt that everyone has to daven together with the Shliach Tzibur. Because if they don't start the Shmona Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur, then they're not davening at Tefillah B'Tzibur. Then no one's davening at Tefillah B'Tzibur, not the Shliach Tzibur, not the other people. So the Rav was very adamant that when you make a Hecha Kedusha, so then everyone should daven together with the Shliach Tzibur. Most poskim disagree. Most poskim assume that everyone else should answer Amen to the brachas of the Shliach Tzibur. And then after Kedusha, they start the Shmona Esrei. The takana de Rabbanan to have a Chazaras HaShatz is that the Shliach Tzibur says the brachas and people answer Amen. If everyone is davening together with the Shliach Tzibur and no one's answering Amen, so then there's the whole din of Chazaras HaShatz is going to be lost. So many poskim assume that one should listen to the brachas. Well, you should have at least one person listening to the brachas and answering Amen. But it's not going to be a Tefillah B'Tzibur for that individual? No, so these poskim assume that as long as you start davening right after the Kedusha, and the reason why you're not davening together with the Shliach Tzibur is because you want to answer Amen so that you'll be Yotzi at the din of Chazaras HaShatz, that's called the Tefillah B'Tzibur, because the Tzibur is davening together. This is the way that you have to daven B'Tzibur if you make a Hecha in Kedusha. So it's a discussion of Machlokas the Rav and other poskim, what's the best way to make a Hecha Kedusha? Should everyone daven together with the Tzibur because that's called the Tefillah B'Tzibur, and if they don't start together with the Tzibur, they won't be called the Tefillah B'Tzibur? Or should we say that let the Shliach Tzibur start, and people can answer Amen, and then they'll catch up, right? Then they'll start the Shmona Esrei afterwards. But because they waited in order to be Yotzei the din of Chazaras HaShatz, that's also called the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Is there any other time that you can make a Hecha Kedusha besides the circumstance of the Ramah that we're afraid that the Zman is going to pass? So that's the famous minig in the yeshivas. Reb Binyamin Zilber in his Tshuvas Oz Nidbru, he points out that the minig in the yeshivas is to say a Hecha Kedusha for Mincha. Not for Shachris, but for Mincha. What kind of a minig is this? A minig in the yeshivas, not to have a Chazaras HaShatz. What kind of an idea is this? So he suggests in his Tshuvas Oz Nidbaru, in Chelek Yud Bei Simen Chav Gimel, he says, he has a Kabbalah like this, people said this, or he suggested this himself, that the problem is that they used to give a shiur right before Mincha. Sound familiar? They used to give a shiur right before Mincha. And they were concerned that people wouldn't be mechavin properly to the Chazaras HaShatz. They wouldn't answer Amen to the brachas. And it would be a brachal batala. So the minig developed that in the yeshivas, they say a Hecha Kedushas, that they won't have a Chazaras HaShatz after, they won't have a Chazaras HaShatz after the quiet Shmona Esrei for Mincha. That's what he wants to suggest. Very interesting idea. Chor, they should daven a little bit later, then they'll be able to have kavanah. I don't know. But that's what he wants to suggest. I heard as well that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky had a different svara. He said the reason why in the yeshivas they make a Hecha Kedusha for Mincha is because we know the Ikar Takana of Chazaras HaShatz is for the Einim Bekiyim. So maybe in a yeshiva, that's viewed as a makom where there are no Einim Bekiyim. Everyone knows the halacha in a yeshiva. So we're not concerned that there are Einim Bekiyim. It is true that the Takana of Chazaras HaShatz is not going to be taken away, even if there are no Einim Bekiyim in the shul, even if everyone's a Baki. But if it's a Mokum where there could be Einim Bekiyim, so then the Takon of Chazaras Hashatz remains in place. But in yeshivas, since the yeshiva is a place where Mistama, everyone is going to be a Baki in the Shmona Esrei, so maybe the Takon of Chazaras Hashatz was not said for the yeshiva. And that's why they make a Hecha Kedusha for Tfilas Mincha. Aye, but in Shachris, no one ever heard them making a Hecha Kedusha in a yeshiva. So it could be the answer is that no one wanted to be okay the Takon of Chazaras Hashatz completely from a yeshiva. So therefore the Minig developed that for Shachris, in order not to be okay the Takon of Chazaras Hashatz completely, they say a regular Chazaras Hashatz. But for Mincha, they're more Mekel, because the emes is Me'ikar Adin, since a yeshiva is a makom where everyone's a baki, the whole takon of Chazaras Hashatz really should not apply. That's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wanted to suggest. That's what he heard, or that's what the minig was based on. Rabbi Shechter, many years ago, felt that it was more appropriate in our yeshiva to have a Chazaras Hashatz for Tfilas Mincha, even though the Rav, I believe in the Rav's shir, there was no Chazaras Hashatz. Rabbi Shechter, in his own shir, this goes back many, many years, Rabbi Shechter established a minhag that they do have a Chazaras Hashatz. And why is that? Because he said, if Rav of the Talmidim are going to college classes, so then perhaps there isn't room to be Mekel. He thought that the Kula, whatever the Svara is to be Mekel in yeshivas, it was all based on Bittul Torah, ultimately, that they didn't want there to be too much Bittul Torah. So they said, look, the Ikat HaKana is really for the Einam Bekiyim, and in the yeshiva there are, you know, everyone's a baki. Or they're afraid people are not going to be mechavin. It all comes down to Bittul Torah, that they were more mekel when it comes to Bittul Torah. That's what Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest. So people are, if most of the individuals in the yeshiva are going to take college classes in the afternoon, so the concern of Bittul Torah doesn't apply. So he thought that it's more appropriate to have a Chazaras Hashatz. So many of the Rebbeim, you know, followed Rabbi Shechter's lead, and they also established in their own shiurim that there's a Chazaras Hashatz after Mincha. It could be the reason why the Rav didn't have a Chazaras Hashatz is because maybe most of his Talmidim were taken smicha. I don't know what the Metzius was, but Rabbi Shechter certainly feels that if most of the Talmidim are not in smicha, they're not going to the kolo, they're not going to learn in the afternoon, but rather they're going to take secular classes, or they're leaving the yeshiva. So then for those individuals, it really is appropriate not to make a Hecha Kedusha for Tfilas Mincha, but rather to have a full Chazaras Hashatz, like the Ikat HaKana really, really was.